Today we're here with four of our gifted coordinators from across the state who are members of our gifted task force, and beyond that have been working in a working committee on talent development. How do we develop talent in different places in Georgia? How do we make sure our students are getting the background skills that they might need to help them be more independent learners? So as we move along, I'm Gail Humble with the Department of Education. I work in the College Readiness and Talent Development Department. Mary Jean Banter is here with us this morning. Mary Jean works in that same department. So we're going to talk with some folks who can give us some good thoughts about talent development in their regions.
Good morning, and I'm Mary Jean Banter, and let's get ready for our first question. What are the goals of a talent development program? Quell, would you start us off, please?
Yes, and good morning. I'm Dr. Quell Arnold. I serve as the Gifted and Talented Coordinator in Atlanta Public Schools. And the goals of a talent development program are to expose our brightest students to gifted pedagogy and rigorous instruction in hopes that there may possibly be a gifted identification, but if not, it increases their level of rigor and engagement with the content and how they proceed through school. We want it to be something that continually develops and strengthens their academic knowledge and their prowess and their inquiry so that they become better learners and develop whatever individualized talents that they may have overall.
Thank you. Sarah, could you add anything, please?
Absolutely. I'm Sarah Kessel. I'm the Director for Elementary Curriculum and Instruction in Cherokee County School District. And like Quail, you know, there are a number of talent development goals. Some of that really depends on the program at the individual school, the availability of the resource teacher, and of course, the local data. But different program goals I have worked from are developing thinking skills among students and supporting the development of non-academic based problem solving and divergent reasoning, the increase of gifted identification, supporting student success by helping our students reach their academic potential, and then helping students to feel seen and valued through the recognition of their talents. And those pieces I felt like have really aligned with some of the conversations we've had as a task force, because I really like the working definition that we've come up with too. So just for the benefit of those who are listening in, I wanted to share our DOE working definition for talent development. And that is that talent development is the practice of supporting and guiding students in transforming and growing in their areas of strength. Talent development is a component in the educational continuum for students identified as having high ability and/or achievement in a particular domain. The primary objective of a talent development program is to advance and support students' abilities and talents, thus encouraging outstanding productivity and contributions to society.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next question. What are the benefits of a talent development program? Becky, would you lead off with that?
I would be delighted to. My name is Dr. Becky Rickley, and I'm the coordinator for Social Studies Gifted and Advanced Placement in Fayette County Schools. I think there are so many benefits to talent development, but I'll just highlight a few. The first is, based on our framework of thinking in gifted, is that we work with students through their strengths. So in talent development, gifted teachers working with general ed teachers are able to highlight the strengths of students and build through those areas of strength to support deficits they may have that may prevent initial identification for gifted, but through going in and supporting students and extending some of those areas like vocabulary development, critical thinking, problem solving, really support them academically, and through that emphasis on areas where they're strong, it really helps the students have a sense of accomplishment, which is really good for the social and emotional support students need in school. I think another really good benefit that I've seen is the increased understanding of the general ed teacher of the characteristics, traits, and behaviors of gifted students.
Thank you. And Trina, what are some other benefits that we have?
Good morning. My name is Trina Robinson. I'm the gifted supervisor for the Daughter County School System located in Albany, Georgia. One of the benefits of a talent development program is that we get to teach and challenge students who may actually be gifted but were not referred for gifted testing. They may have been overlooked by the classroom teaching, just not referred. We found that as the talent development teacher is in the classroom and is able to observe students' abilities, that she can nominate those students who exhibit those characteristics for gifted testing. We know that many times students from underrepresented populations are not referred for gifted testing for various reasons, such as maybe hyperactivity in the classroom, twice exceptionalities, language barriers, and because the teacher that's teaching them is not gifted endorsed and she may not be aware of the characteristics of gifted students. Another benefit of the program is that we're teaching students how to think critically and creatively. If a student was tested and came close to qualifying for gifted, the exposure that he or she will receive from our program will hopefully assist them when they are tested for gifted again.
Thank you. Now let's move on to what group is the program aimed to assist? Now I think you kind of mentioned that in the benefits, but if anybody would like to expound upon that, who are we trying to assist in our program?
This is Becky. I'd like to address that. We really are trying to assist students in underserved or underrepresented populations, but the additional benefit is that we really help all students because there are a lot of students, like Trina mentioned earlier, the twice exceptional students, students with behavioral issues, students with maybe ADD, who wouldn't normally be viewed as potentially gifted, that this talent development really brings out the benefits for.
Thank you, Becky. Anybody want to add anything?
I'll go ahead and build off what Becky just shared. So I love the comments shared by Trina and Becky, and I would echo those. But I really see talent development as a K-12 venture, and it's really a larger umbrella for advanced programming. In addition to our gifted resource programs, I consider advanced content, honors, AP, dual enrollment, various electives, academic events, competitions, clubs. I think many of them can also serve as a form of talent development because they meet our identified goals and the development of thinking skills and supporting student success. They promote talent, and they really help students to find a pathway where they are seen and valued. But with all of that said, you know, when I personally, Sarah, am often speaking about a talent development program, I'm usually referring to a specific program that we're implementing at our elementary level. So I wanted to make sure I shared that focus.
Thank you. And that's good to have that extended focus, K-12. Now, what grades, when you do have that formal program that you're talking about that Sarah just mentioned, what grades are served with your talent development program in your district? Trina, what grades do you work with?
We believe that the earlier you can identify students, the better. Therefore, our talent development program targets students in first grade, and if we have staff available, we will also serve students in second grade. We try to really hone in and get in the classroom and help those kids develop those critical thinking, higher level creative thinking skills.
Thank you. What about the rest of you? What grades do you focus in on? I think, Sarah, you mentioned elementary. Any special grades in elementary?
Like Trina, you know, while K-5 is our focus, we really believe that our strongest impact happens at the younger levels. So we have a district-wide talent development program that's implemented with consistency and fidelity, especially in the K and 1, where we also track those data in our PLCs.
Thank you. Becky, Quayle, do y'all have any different?
Yeah, we really focus in K-1. We do a big universal screener for first grade, so we really like working with our kindergarten students and then also early first grade.
And just to echo the same sentiments, we believe too that in the primary years is where you will see the most growth. But recently we tried some talent development with our high school in our mentorship and internship course, and we saw that that yielded some positive results. And so it was just one of those kind of novel ideas that came out of one of our high schools. And the teacher was like, I think I want to try to recruit some different students for my class and see how it works. And even, you know, it was a stretch for them, but they appreciated it in the long run. And he, as well as our district level gifted mentorship teachers, they saw the benefits of using the talent development approach at the high school or the secondary level.
That's great. Gail, you want to move us down to the next questions?
I will do that. Don't you just love those innovative teachers?
I do.
How often do you think you should serve students with the talent development program? Becky, could you start that conversation off?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. We serve weekly. The teachers, the gifted teachers, are scheduled on a weekly basis with each homeroom teacher, and they push in and spend a little bit of time every week so that the students become very familiar with the gifted teacher and they're more comfortable.
Good. Others, what do you do in your program?
I'll speak on that. We normally serve our students once a week, like Becky said, and the teachers normally spend about 4 to 5 minutes in the classroom, and really how often you serve them really depends on how much help you have. It's whether or not you have enough teachers who can really get out there and make that impact.
Well, that's true. You do have to make sure you have the personnel. That makes a big difference. Anyone else want to share?
I would agree with Becky and Trina and share that we typically focus on about once a week, but that may take place for only a quarter, maybe a semester, or potentially a year. It would depend upon the established goals for that talent development program and how we're going to go about it.
Okay, that's a good point, Sarah, looking at your goals and what your purpose is. So let's move along. How do I set up? How do I begin? How do I develop a talent development program? And when you're talking about that, could you tell us something about the time commitment to the development of a program? Who wants to start us out? Trina, would you mind?
I was fortunate enough that when I became the gifted coordinator that the talent development program was already established. But if I was setting up one today, I would say the first thing you need to do is to identify the group that you want to serve or the grade of students that you want to serve. Then you need to come up with a curriculum that will address the skills that you're wanting the students to grow in. For example, is it critical thinking skills? Is it creative thinking skills, problem solving? What is it? You can either create your own curriculum or you can pull activities from various resource books. However, you want to make sure that whatever you are pulling, that they are addressing the skills that you want the students to achieve. For example, is it really causing the children to use higher level thinking skills, or is it just another cutesy activity? Make sure that it's beneficial to the students. Once you've decided on your curriculum, then you need to set up an appointment to talk to the principal of the school and the teachers that you're going to be targeting their students and discuss what you're going to do, what the program involves, come up with a date and time, and begin.
Okay. Thank you, Trina. And you hit on the point again that was brought up earlier. You really have to set your goals and stay true to those goals as you move along. Anyone else like to respond to that question?
I'll go ahead and piggyback off of Trina. So like Trina, when I served about 10 years in a previous district where there was a talent development program that had been established by the previous supervisor. So it was a little bit of different work in that district to continue to grow it and enhance it versus in my current role, I was developing a talent development program from the ground up. So what I've found is that in order to really get that buy-in from the district level and to really do it right, I recommend that as you're considering the development of a talent development program, that you look to at least a semester. I think a year is probably better to plan for and really get that buy-in for the implementation in your district. When you are starting that process, I recommend that you start with reviewing your district data and the gifted eligibility data for your high achievers. What trends do you notice? What are the strengths and what are the needs? Then use that data to determine a goal or to assist your schools in going through that same data review process to determine their goals. You'll want to make sure that your schools are considering their school improvement plan as well, because you really want to involve all stakeholders in that process of trying to move the school forward. Once that piece has been determined, you know what your goals are, then you're going to want to look at your staff. What is their availability? Like everyone has mentioned here, many times our gifted teachers are very stretched. So are there other people in the building that are willing to be a part of that plan, or are you just looking to your gifted resource teachers? What is their availability? Sometimes there's more availability than they may realize. Helping to look at their caseload, and look for opportunities to maybe combine classes, take a look at their models. Are there models within the day that are really addressing their service needs that would allow for some flexibility in your day as well? You know, how, what ways, days and times can your gifted teacher support your general ed teachers? Sometimes talent development, you know, and just getting it off the ground, it can start small. It might just be 1 hour a week where it's targeted to a specific grade level and group. Other times, if there's not any time at all, maybe it's the development of a video-based lesson that's being pushed out for teachers to implement that way. But once that goal and that availability has been determined, you want to start looking at your kids and determine if this is the goal, this is our time frame, who would most benefit from that opportunity? You know, determine your time. And then it's the resources. Like Trina said, you're going to want to look at what you have. And if you don't have the right fit based on your program, your data, and your needs, then you may be developing something. You'll want to make sure that you inform your parents so that they're aware. And then, of course, a really crucial part of that process is gathering data through the process. If, you know, whatever your goal is, you don't want to ensure that your goal was met. And if it's not, that gives you something to reflect on and tweak for the following year.
Good. Specific points that will help. Sarah mentioned resources. Very quickly, Becky and Quayle, could you add anything to the thought of specific resources or how you find resources to support this program?
I would be happy to. This is Becky. In Fayette County, we have used a scripted program. It's not scripted like you read off of the page and follow it, but a program that supports teachers in their implementation of talent development. It's called the Primary Education Thinking Skills, or PETS.
Uh-huh.
And we've had a lot of good results using that program. And so it's a little bit less of a heavy lift for the resource teachers pushing in, one less thing to plan. The other program that we have done some professional learning in with targeted schools is Young Scholars, which was developed with Fairfax County, Virginia, in conjunction with the University of Virginia. And I have had that training with several of our schools and seen amazing growth in the gifted population, which is based on helping the general ed teacher understand the traits and behaviors of gifted students.
Very good. Quayle, do you have anything to add?
Yes, and to piggyback on Becky, I was literally saying, we use PETS. But our teachers use PETS, but we've also created, we use some of Bertie Kingor's, she has several books that have academic products and that sort of thing, but we use those for creativity and critical thinking workshops. And our teachers will go in and just maybe do a lesson, and then they'll look at the student products, and then from there, gather a group who they can then further target to continue to develop and advance whatever creativity or critical thinking skills were lifted. So we've used Bertie Kingor, we've used PETS. At the high school, when we did the mentorship, he used the Young Scholars approach. We had, her name is Carolyn something, I can't even think of it now, but she actually came and did PD with our teachers, but she is the originator of Young Scholars, and so he took it and ran with it, and that's how we implemented that particular aspect in our high school. So just a lot of different resources that have been, you know, tried and true, because PETS is relatively old, but it works. So we just use what's available and what we know produces the end result that we're looking for.
Well, thank you. You have all given us some really good information and sharing about what you do with talent development in your areas. We have more to discuss, but we're going to draw to a close for this morning. Thank you so much for participating today. Mary Jean, do you have a couple of words as we close out?
Yes, we have some next steps. You may be hearing from this group again, but also soon we'll be having some webinars from teachers who do talent development programs in their districts. They will be sharing. So stay tuned. Soon be hearing about some of the webinars that we in the College Readiness and Talent Development Department will be sharing with you. So this is just the beginning, not the end. More to come on talent development.
Thank you.